From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Gang membership is growing in the United States. We're not just talking about gang strongholds like Los Angeles and Chicago, but smaller towns, cities, and rural areas as well. This according to the National Youth Violence Prevention Resource Center. In some places, like Durham, North Carolina, churches are helping young gangbangers to secretly get out of the life. In most cases, this means relocating a young gang member to or from another state. Leonita Inge of North Carolina Public Radio reports.
The move from Compton, California to Durham, North Carolina was life-changing for Mike Hall, formerly known as M&M, which stood for Mad Mike.
It's tattooed on my forearm.
Is it still there?
Yeah, you can. And that probably was there when I was 13 years old.
So what about that cut?
Scar?
Yeah.
A guy tried to stab me in the face. And I put my arm up to block it, and the knife stuck in my arm.
The nasty gash is underneath the gang tattoo along Hall's forearm. Hall got cut in Durham in a fight after he moved here from Compton. It wasn't gang-related, but because of his gang past, he did time, part of the total of 11 years he spent in jail.
In actuality, like, I never thought I would live long enough to even be around to raise my kids.
Many of his family members didn't think so either. Hall says more than a half dozen family members have life insurance policies on him. Hall relocated to Durham in 1998 to live with his grandfather. He says it took several years for him to clean himself up after running the streets for years with the Compton Pyrus. Hall says he supports a move for gang members who seriously want a new life. He says he was reminded again how much moving changed his life when he went back to Compton 2 years ago.
I could see myself, like, being stuck there with them. But actuality, they looked at me in a different way. Because, first of all, I'm not going to stand here and drink beer with you. Because I don't drink anymore. So they could see that the change in me, but still I'm labeled as the same person I was.
Today, Hall works with the men's ministry at Union Baptist Church in Durham, mentoring teenage boys to try and steer them away from gangs. The Reverend Kenneth Hammond is pastor of Union Baptist Church. With 4,000 members, it's one of the largest churches in the city. Hammond has personally helped a couple of families move their teenage sons out of Durham to escape gang activity, and he says he would do so again.
Quite frankly, I really don't view it any differently than in cases where I've had women with domestic violence situations and they had to get out of those situations and we helped them to relocate. So that's kind of how we've approached the situation.
Durham isn't the only place where secret relocations of gang members are reportedly taking place. USA Today reports such efforts have also occurred in Providence, Rhode Island and Washington, D.C. Hammond says the church feels like a safe haven to gang members and their families, where they won't be judged or turned away. Hammond says he tries to reward that trust by helping pay for travel and providing emotional support, but he knows there are no guarantees.
I think a person who feels that his or her life is on the line and they're given an opportunity to move into an environment where there's a level of anonymity, and they're able to sort of start over fresh, hopefully that would be enough motivation to say to them, I don't want to make the same kind of choices that I've made in the past that put me in that predicament.
The U.S. Justice Department has made it clear that grassroots and faith-based organizations are important in the fight against gangs and gang-related crime. Corporal Vincent Pearsall is a police officer assigned to Durham's gang unit. He says his office knows of about 750 gang members in the city.
Parents call every day. Every day. I got messages on the phone every day. Can you call me? I think my kid's involved in a gang. What can I do? What's the sign to look out for? You know, and should I move or should I take him from this school and send him to another school? Every day.
Pearsall says there is no city-funded program for gang members who want out. The federal government doesn't have one either. So in many communities across the country, the church is the only way out for young people and the family members who want them to start over. For NPR News, I'm Leonita Inge in Durham, North Carolina.